Bava Kama, Perek Zayin Mishnah Vov. It's a continuation of where the Ganav is Mechuyiv on the Karen, the Kefal, the Dal Vehe, and where not. Hoye Moshchev Yoytze. Animals in a barn, a Shorosa. The Ganav breaks into Reuven's barn and he schleps the animal. At what point does he become a Ganav? At the point where he's Moitzi, he's Moshech, the animal out of the barn. If he was Moshchev Yoytze, he's schlepping the animal out, but Lamaisa Umeiz B'Rishus HaBailim, before he was Moitzi, the animal from the Rishus of the Bailim, he was the animal died. Potter, why? Because evil intentions inside, he only becomes a Ganav when he's Moitzi, the Shur, the Seh, from the Rishus of the Bailim. Lamaisa was never Yotze. However, Higbi Oy Shehitziya M'Rishus HaBailim V'Umeiz Chayiv. Even if he's still on the floor of the barn, he's still in the barn, but he picked up the chayfetz only by behemi yemoshich. Chayfetz, if he's still in somebody's wallet, even if he broke into the window, and then he emptied out the safe, it, as soon as he picked up whatever the contents of the safe were, he becomes a ganav. Why? Fundamental chilik over here between hagbo and meshicha. Meshicha, the shor, the seh, is still on the ground. So what makes it not in the rishus of the owner? It's still in the owner's house. The fact that somebody else has his hands on it, lamaisa, it's still in the rishus of the owner. If it's picked up, that itself brings it into the rishus of the one who's picking it up. And this is a fundamental chilek in Hilchos Mechira that we have in Bava Basra, that when a person's buying a chefetz, he could be koine it with hagbo even in the rishus of the moicher, as opposed to Meshicha, which only works in a natural mokah. Because if it's still in the Rishus of the Meicha, it's still in the Rishus of the Meicha. So Hagbod does that, or, obviously, even if he's Meshich, Oy Shehitziu Meshus HaBailam V'Meis Chai, then Meshicha would be yet considered a Hoitzom Meshus HaBailam. So therefore, the halacha is that once the animal dies, he's Chai Bo'insim. The halacha of a Ganav is that he's Chai Bo'insim B'Cholayim Jew, even though En L'Cho'in is Godol Mimisa. Still, the halacha is that he's chayiv. Nisonu lebchiris benoy. What happens if he takes the shor and says that he was moishich, and he gives it for, he has to pay all 5 slum to a kohen? He's not makbin on geneva, but he's makbin. It's not the person. He's makbin on pidyon aben. He uses it to pay the pidyon. The way the Gemara explains it, what we're talking about over here is that he wasn't moitzi et meshus habaylam. What he did was, he fooled the Kohen into thinking that it's his, and he had the Kohen take the Sheh. He points at the Seh, he says, that Seh, take that for the pidyon, for the exchange of 5 slum. The Kohen is Moshech, but Lamaisa, the Chefetz Deval never left the Rishus of the Oinu. It's Moshach V'lo Yotza, like the first case we had in the Mishnah, or alternatively, as somebody else doing for him. Either he owes somebody $100, which is really the same case of Pidyon Aben. He owes the coins, so the coins Moshech. Or Oyle Bal Choyvoy, he has a Bal Choyvoy. He tells the guy, okay, take that Seh for the $100. Or he has somebody who's not going to take ownership of the Seh, but is taking it to take responsibility. The Meshicha was performed Al Yidei one of the following people who's taking responsibility, L'Shoy Mechina, or a Shoyl, or an Oysa Socher, or a Socher. These are the 4 types of Shoymrim. We've had this list before. Legabi, a shomer assuming responsibility for a shor that's mazik. Over there, the list is also written this way. Shomer chinam is the least mechuyev of all shomer. We'll learn the pratim bav metzia. Shoyel is the most mechuyev. Noisis socher and soicher are in the middle. V'hoyo moishchoy. They were moishich. Umeis b'shus abam ma'maisa. The animal never went out of the rishus of the owner. So potter, like we said before. Now, this case is not a chiddush because we had this in the Reisha, that where the geneva was not performed, even though the mice of taking the chefetz was done, but if it's not moitzi mishus habaylam, it's still mishus habaylam, there's no geneva. The chiddush over here, l'chor, is the sefer. Higbioi, oy sheitzi mishus habaylam, one of the above-mentioned people that's taking it for him or taking it from him for themselves, but because he directed them, the ganav directed them to take that animal. V'meis chayiv. Now, who's chayiv? Chayiv l'chor the ganav. Chayiv, we're talking about one person. Doesn't say chayovim. So he's chayiv. And this is already a major chiddush and a major kasha. L'chayra, the pshat in the Mishnah is that since they took it for him, so that's the culmination of his geneva. They were moitziyat mishus habaylam. We'll call it bishlichusoy. They're taking it for him to pay his chayv, his pidyon haben, to take responsibility for him. We have a klal. Ein shliach l'dvar aveira. If Reuven were to appoint Shimon to climb through a window and steal Levi's chayfets, then the halacha is that Reuven, the Mishalech, is not chayv, and Shilcha Dvar Aver, Shimon is chayv. The Gemara even has a problem, a famous Gemara in the first parak of Bava Metzia, where a chotzer of a person is called the shliach in the context of Geneva. A chotzer is like shluchoy. Chotzer mitam shliach, the Gemara says. When something is put into my chotzer, I'm koine, because the chotzer like represents me. And the Gemara has the kasha, l'chayra. By Gneva, the halacha is, the pasuk is Gedash Nihimotze Timotze, a Gneva biyodoy, even if it's found in the chotzer of the Ganav. The Ganav himself was not Moshech, the Chefetz made its way into his chotzer, and he locked, he has to do a Maisa, because otherwise not a Ganav, just because wandering around his chotzer. He has to be considered an active Ganav. So the way Rashi is Meduyik in over here in Meruba, is that the Ganav closed the door, or the Ganav pushed the animal into his chotzer, then locked the chotzer in front of the animal. So he's koina with his chotzer, and his koina kinyon gneva becomes chayv and kefum. The shalas how? L'chor, the only ganav over here, the one that took it, so to speak, was the chotzer. And shlich shalud va'averu. The Gemara has to answer. And shlich shalud va'averu is where the shliach is a bar chiyuv over here. The chotzer is not a bar chiyuv. Or the shliach has an ability to say no. So why are you saying yeah? So that's mabatul l'shlich. Divrei Rava, divrei Talmud, divrei Mishnah. Over here, the chotzer obviously doesn't have das, doesn't have sechel, doesn't have willpower. So maybe he can't turn his boss, the owner of the chotzer, down. But in the context of Geneva, the Gemara has exes a kosov that ain't shlich l'dvar aveira. And the Gemara has a kosov that the shlichus does work, and the Gemara asks ain't shlich l'dvar aveira. So why does the Mishnah over here say that the ganav is chayiv al yedei the shlichus of any one of these people that's mentioned over here in the Sefer the Mishnah? And the answer, Taisus says, it's quoted in the Taisus Yomtiv, is that over here we've said that we're talking about any of these people, the Shomer, the Kohen, the Baal Chayiv, they were innocent. They had no idea that there's a ganava. They have no idea that the chayvitz doesn't belong to the one who's telling them to take it, otherwise they wouldn't have taken it. So because of that, there's no Divrei Rava, Divrei Talmud. Divrei Rava, Divrei Talmud means, why are you listening to your Mishaleach if the Rebbein Sham said otherwise? So the fact that you're listening where you shouldn't listen is Mevatel the Shlichus. That's why in Shlichus Dvar Aver, Masha'en came, where the Shliach, who's carrying out the deed of being Moshech the Be'ema, thinks that it belongs to the one who's legitimately telling him to be Moshech, so there the Shlichus is a Shlichus. This is the way Taisus understands, that there's no problem of Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveiro when the Shliach is unaware, when he's a Shoigig. In that case, we say Yei Shlich L'Dvar Aveiro, and that's why the Shliach over here could actually create a Gneva on behalf of the Mishalech. L'maisa, Taisus Yom Tov quotes other Rishonim, the Shach talks about Barichus and Chosh Mishpat Shimon Ches, that the Rishonim that hold Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveiro, there's a Gzeza cause of Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveiro, even by Shoigig. And the Pshan, the Mishnah, has to be then otherwise. Why is the Mishalech over here, the Ganev, Mukhuyiv in the Gneva al Yudei, any of these people being Moshech for him? And the way they say it is that Pshat in the Mishnah is not like we Medayik. The word Chayiv means the Ganev. Chayiv means the one who was Moshech. So what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? So first of all, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that itself. That the reason why the person who is Moshech could be Chayiv is because Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveiro. Therefore, they know they're mechuyev, not the one who told them to be Moshech. That's one. Second of all, the chiddush over here is that how do any of these people become chayiv if they didn't know about the geneva? Is geneva a chiyuv that could be mechayiv a person even b'shoigig? So the way they say it is that the chiyuv is not alz ganav. He's not gonna chayiv kefil. He's chayiv on the Karen because he becomes the Shemichinam, the Balchoiv, the Kohen, becomes a shomer for the owner on that behemoth. Tosafot brings one more pshat. He says the Rambam holds that way, that similar to the second pshat that we just said, which comes from the Mukia Yosef, that Avada the Chayiv over here in the Mishnah is going on the Shliach, not on the Mishalech, the one with evil intentions. We're talking over here where the Shliach does know that the animal is not the Mishalech's. So the Shliach is Chayiv, and he's Taka Chayiv on Kefil. The Chiddush is Hagufa, that they are Chayiv, because we say Ein Shliach HaDvar Avera, and we don't say that the Mishalech's Chayiv. That itself is the Chiddush of Mishnah. So those are the three Pshatim over here. Mishnah Zayin, to finish off the Perek, Ein Megadlon Behema Dako Be'eretz Yisrael. This is a general idea that Chazal made takonos that are related to Balei Chayim. One takona is Behema Dako. Behema Dako are lighter behemos that eat grass. They're kvosim, izim. A shepherd deals with behemoth dakos. To be a shepherd in Eretz Yisrael, lemaisa destroys, they graze over large areas, and destroys the vegetation in Eretz Yisrael. And Altishu v'aretz, Chazal wanted that Eretz Yisrael should be green and fertile. So memel is a halocha ve megadlim behemoth dako v'Eretz Yisrael. But avo megadlim b'Surya. Surya is a place outside Eretz Yisrael. It's roughly similar to Syria today, parts of it, which is Me'evel HaYarden, behind the Kinneret. And that place, Gemara's Mavur, in common places, was not part of Eretz Yisrael that was given to Klal Yisrael. David HaMelech was Koivishit. So it has a din of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Agabi Chumas and Maisus, as many halachos say, the Zroim B'negei Surya. But we don't treat it with the full Kedushas Haaretz. It was a kivush yochid, and it's mistaif that it's all, but doesn't have the full dinim. So legabi yishuv haaretz, it has certain dinim, it does have certain dinim not. This is one of the dinim where Chazal will make not to treat Surya with the same chashivus, with the same sense of importance, like Eretz Yisrael. Memele megadlin beimedaka b'Surya. Ubamidbori yishuv Eretz Yisrael, or uninhabited areas, there are no sodos. So Mela, there's no chesorin in the fertility of Eretz Yisrael, al yidei being megabal behem as dakas there. Ein megadlam tanagoylam yushalayim ipnei akadoshim. Tanagoylam walk around and they peck, and they pick up things, they pick up shrotzim from place to place. So Mela, things again, mixed up in yushalayim, you have to be very careful that things don't travel. Tumah v'tayra, you have to keep things very bimkoymo. V'loy kehanim Be'eretz Yisrael m'pnei ha'tayrus. Kehanim have to be careful, not only Yerushalayim, things should stay where they're supposed to be, but all over Eretz Yisrael because of Truma. Ein megadlin chazirim b'chol mokam. Shkin Yiddish Gishef. The chazir is the very opposite of the tahara of Klal Yisrael. Chazal even understand the pasuk chasemen chazir miyor as representing Edoim, the antithesis of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says that actually this Gzeira came from in the second base of Migdash when Yerushalayim was besieged. There's a civil war between two brothers from the base Chashmonaim. They were already in a matzav of Yerida where they didn't have the values of their Zedis, the Heliga Chashmonaim, Kayanecha Agdoshim, the one by Senefesh for Taira. And they deteriorated. They were already modern, secular. Beloshen Chazal, they're already misyavnim. Two brothers, Hyrcanus and Aristobulus, had a civil war for the throne of Eretz Yisrael. And at one point, there was a siege on Yerushalayim, and they ran out of kvosim, and they paid an exorbitant amount of money for a seh to be lowered onto the other side. They put in a chazir. The chazir was metalif, stuck in his claws into the walls of Yerushalayim. The whole Eretz Yisrael shook. Arba meis parasal, arba meis parasal. Chazal then said, Oro Yishe Sheyigdal Chazirim. It's a klal. And obviously what we're saying is not just a practical, it's a symbolic. Because the Chazir represents the Koyches HaTumah. Lamaisa, that civil war between the two brothers brought Rome to power. And directly, politically, Al Piderech HaTeva, it was the direct cause of Churban Bayis Sheni. So well, it's very understandable that Chazal used that incident to Asur Gedelas Chazirim in Eretz Yisrael. It's not dogs could be wild, they could damage. and a dog jumps on somebody, it could cause trauma. The Gemara says, Ishum Uberes, could be Mapo Vloda. So Memela, it's Osir. We have this wherever Yidin live. Yidin are not Megadol Klovim. So in a neighborhood where people walk their dogs, dogs jump, Goyim are not scared, but Yiddish kinder are scared. So Memela, there's a Takona. One is not allowed to be Megadol or Kelim unless it's tied on a leash. That's because of Shalshalas. In person, Nishbim Liyoinim. This is already Balichayas of Oifis. One is not allowed to spread a net, a trap, for Yoinim. Elam Kein Hoya Rochak Min Ayishuv Shloshim Ris. Shloshim Ris is a certain amount. You have this in Yuma, the word Ris. And it's a distance of Arba Milin, 8,000 Amas. Because Yoinim fly around, even though they belong to one person, they can be trapped in another net. Says Chashash Gezel, because of that, one shouldn't spread a net unless it's outside of the Yishuv, and then it's for sure it's catching birds of Hefker.